is the law.
My beautiful people, welcome to The Loft. Our today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only King Richards One. Good morning, King.
Good morning, people.
Yes. You ready, man?
I'm ready, man. Thank you, bro.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here. Y'all get ready. It's about to be a great one. Let's go. Time is it? It's time for you to email a friend, phone a friend, text a friend, and tell them to join in right now. It's going down here at the Loft, baby. From the States to Jamaica, baby. Let's go.
This guy I killed last night, he just pushed an AK-47 in my face. And as a guy with a bar, I'm going Kingston Town. I'm not going to go home like a punk.
Can we judge one?
Yo.
Bumble clot.
Run it.
Them a tell them not like me. Me not like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad pan the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting then speed up. Them a tell them not like me. Listen. You know sister them a idiot. Worst out me now. Just load up two gun and burn them all stung and smoke a few blunt. I sit in the dark and wait for them one star finger the trigger until they clip done. Body pan down in a Kingston. Brady a kill to boy me fling down. Skin chain color in bleach in it done. Them a axe who breathe no blame no ill man. Them a double them no like me. Me no like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad on the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting then speed off. Them a talk about them no like good. You know sister them a idiot. A gun me a fire screen trigger. A gun that sing like choir. I'm body and my name I'm not a liar. Head boss sound sweet just like Mariah. Them things see a joke but ask my baby mother. The way me do crime no few me inspire. Reach for the Mac 10 at the big pliers. Neck get cut head roll like tire. So gruesome my style them like me. Me no like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad pon the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting then speed off. Them a talk but they no like we. You know sister them a idiot. Them not do it like we. Mary Tan 16 fully load the magazine. With dog will look mean. NSB team no sympathy for real. Thoughts after murder keep my gun clean. Talking at the street in gate 15. Dead without a E. This word we don't speak. You want see the scene. Yeah. Shots stinging like please. Them a talk but they no like me. Me no like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad pon the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting then speed off. Them a talk but they no like me. You know sister them a idiot. Why stop me now? Just load up two gun and burn them all stung and smoke a few blunt. I sit in the dark and wait for them run. Star finger the trigger until it is done. Body pan down in a Kingston. Brad
be a killing to go when me fling down. Skin shade till I get some bleaching done. Them a act sweet, we no blame no ill man. Them a talk about them no like me. Me no like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad pon the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting then speed off. Them a talk about them no like me. You know, sister, them a idiot. LSP.
Tryna shut me up, tryna hold me down. Never turning off, cause I'm alive.
What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light.
Tryna shut me up, tryna hold me down. I'm never turning off, cause I'm alive. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off, cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off.
Yes, 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 you are at the loft, and we got King Richest One in the building, building, building. Yes, sir, I've been waiting for this one since I seen you, man. What's good?
What's good, what's good?
That's what's up. So glad to have you here this morning here on the loft. So you know what? Let's go ahead and get with it. Tell everybody here at the loft who King Richest One is.
Well, King Richest One is probably like the only mainstream, I say mainstream dancehall artist. I'm saying straight from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. I'm doing it raw. It's uncut. Some of my music is, you know, not for show. It's strictly me, just me being me. Nothing cut out, nothing filtered. I'm saying just rude boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. And I feel like that's the best way to be anywhere. If you can't be 100% true to you, why even do it? You know what I'm saying? Why even do anything?
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
And I love and respect that. So let's talk about it. Kingston, Jamaica. Oh, my God. And I didn't even realize that. And I love Jamaica. Been one time in my life, and I can't wait to get back. I'm trying to tell you. You have no idea how much. That's what you see, the smile on my face right now. But love it. Love the roots. Love the roots from Jamaica. You understand? Especially the music culture. So let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You're from Kingston, Jamaica. That's where did it all begin, man? Where did it all begin?
It all began from when I was a kid. I'd say around 6 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad passed away. My mom moved it to America. That's where it basically started, you know? So after that, I just start hearing music in my head, and I do my fingers like this and, you know, sing and rap. And then my cousin heard me and he's like, hey, you need to write that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't know how to write it. So he taught me how to write music. And he put me in this group called NSP that stands for No Sympathy. And that's where it all started.
Wow. Shout out to your cuz for that. Shout out to your cuz for actually being your pusher at that moment to say, hey, you got something here. Let's do that. That's a great foundation to have. So let's talk about it. Is it running your family? Like, you have a music background in your family?
Yes, I do. I got so many cousins, uncle, everybody do music, you know? But right now, I'm like the face of it. Like, I'm the me out of fierce of everything. So it's basically the NSP, the family, everything. Like, I'm the face of it. So, you know, I'm on the front. So I got to just show out. I got to do it right.
Absolutely. Love that. Love that. And it's great that you have the support. You understand what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people sometimes, a lot of artists, or people individually don't have the support from other people, and sad but so is sometimes family, to actually pursue your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Your passion, your heart, your craft, your love for the everything. And it's a blessing for you that you do have that backing behind you. Let's talk about it. I got to ask the question. What's the story behind the name?
All right, the name. So basically, the way I'm going to get my name is, it's funny. So back when Instagram just came out, like, it was getting, like, famous and stuff, I made my name. So basically, I looked up online, like, how to get famous, because it's like, I need my music to be out there. So I was like, how do you get famous? First thing they say, you got to get your name. Like, your name got to be right. You know, it got to be catchy. Can't be too long. Got to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Got to be perfect. So the first thing I do is I made a name, and I saw I got a little followers off of it, and I'm like, okay, that works. And then I'm like, nah. Then I put, like, the King in front of my name and be like, come on, last name is Richards. In like a year or two, I had like 31,000 followers. I was like, you know, I was popping off. Everybody knew me, and I guess the catchy name does work, you know, so.
Gotcha. See, that's cool. I like that, you know, the craft behind it. It's not just picking a name. There is a craft behind it, and there is a purpose behind it. And I think that's how it should always be. That's salute to you. And you kept your originality with your name in it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the truth. That's absolutely the truth. You are a king. Absolutely. I love it. So you know what? Let's go on here and talk about it. They just heard the song, Killer Instinct. Tell me what your writing concept was behind Killer Instinct.
It's like taking it back home. Like, that's basically what I did with that. In it, I bigged up more like where I'm from. So basically where I was raised, like the guys that I was raised with, you know what I'm saying? So my first, like, 3 to 4 songs is just basically just from home, like everything I went through, people I miss, like the pain I felt in myself, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's, that song is like one of my favorite. I mean, I say it's one of my favorite because it gets the most attention, and Americans love it even though they don't really understand it, and it makes me feel proud that I'm the one who voice it. But it's like, it's a piece of heart, and I appreciate the love I get from that song. So
I love it. And that's real. You know, that's really real that you said that, because that's true. They don't understand what you're saying. They do understand what you're saying, but you give the feeling of it, though. You understand what I'm saying? You give that. They don't do anything else. They're going to feel it.
They're going
to
feel it.
They definitely feel it. And I love that you paid homage to your story, because you went through this. This is how I grew up. This is what I saw. This is what I experienced. And like, and I truly, truly believe that everybody has a killer instinct in them anyway, 100%, regardless of what.
That's why I named the song Killer Instinct, you know?
Everybody has it, regardless of what you're doing or whatever. Everybody has the instinct. And you should, because it's not more so about killing something or somebody. Let's kill fear. Let's kill doubt. Let's kill stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? And you take that same instinct and apply it to your life and what you want to do. Kudos to you on that song, man. I love it. And that explains a lot. When you say you're from Kingston, Jamaica, that song, right, you explained it. That broke it down to me 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you know, you hear stories and everything, but to actually talk to somebody that has actually lived it.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, talk about that a little bit. I know living that actual experience, you know, how much of an effect did that have on you outside of just this song, but in your pursuit?
I mean, it has everything to base the person I am, you know what I'm saying? It has everything to, like, the way I was raised in Jamaica, and then come here and then got to adapt to what I see here. That was, like, the most difficult part, you know what I'm saying? I used to want to go back, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, there's nothing like home, you know?
Yeah.
Jamaica is basically the place I can never forget. It's always going to be my home. And the things that I've seen and the things I've went through, I can never forget.
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely. There's no place like home, man. I swear. I'm not even from Jamaica, but the first time I went there, I felt like I did not want to go back. I wanted to stay.
Oh, like this sweet island of Jamaica.
It's like the atmosphere, the aura. It's just, regardless of what it is, love. I don't care where you go. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just something about it.
For You know, everything is natural. There is no, like, everything is natural. Mm-hmm. Not people, everything, like, yeah.
Absolutely. I love it too. Kudos to you, man. Thank you so much for that and your story. You know what? So they got some more to hear from you. So let's talk about your next one. Your next one is called Love Sucks. So just tell us the writing concept on this one, and we'll talk more in depth about it after they hear.
Okay. Love Suck is basically, Love Suck is about, you know, it's about different situations, but it's about a specific person. And in the second verse, I said some meaningful stuff, but everybody know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of me throwing shots and saying some stuff, and, you know, but it's putting a song together and telling my feelings. You know, I'm a man on the top of way, and I'm gonna speak it. Like, you know, it's catchy and a lot of people sing it, but if you don't get what I'm saying, you won't understand the song. It's basically just me throwing shots at a woman, as you know, a woman.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, wait no more. Here we go. This is Love Sucks by King Richest One. Let's go.
Slick with it beats.
Yeah. My friend, it's easy yourself. LSP, give me a chance, man.
I don't know if I fall in love in peace. Cause every girl I fall in love with cheat. You can't follow people too mean. When it come to my heart, my walk with my steel. I don't know if I fall in love in peace. I tell her I'm a lover, she say it don't read. What the f*** do you mean? What the f*** do you mean? Can't do trust, I'ma can't do love. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for leave, I'm ready for God. Mm-hmm. Find someone else and break their heart. Mm-hmm. The life me I live, I know the life where you want. I don't know if I fall in love in peace. Cause every girl I fall in love with cheat. You can't follow people too mean. When it come to my heart, I walk with my steel. I don't know if I fall in love in peace. I tell her I'm a lover, she say, you don't. What the f*** do you mean? What the f*** do you mean? You want go a road and you want f*** man. You want soldier and you want boss man. Leave me alone, my half up don't stand. And I'm my dick alone, you want fi suck man. When we a walk, we not fi wall on. Stop play with me like me no gunman. Me just get the car so you f*** such man. Then I wonder why you can't find a host man. Fall in love in peace. Cause every girl I fall in love with cheat. You can't follow people too mean. When it come to my heart, me walk with my steel. Me don't know if I fall in love in peace. Me tell her I'm a lover, she say he don't read. What the f*** do you mean? Yeah. What the f*** do you mean?
I know things happen at the past. Go and work with a broken heart. Tell your friends and them start laugh. Can't trust girl in a dark.
Me don't even know what me want. Me a tell her fi look for the stars. She a look for man way by car. A them kind of girl that me no want. Me fall in love in peace. Cause every girl me fall in love with cheat. You can't follow people too mean. When they come to my heart, me walk with my steel. Me don't know if I fall in love in peace. Me tell her I'm a lover, she say it don't real. The f*** do you mean? What the f*** do you mean? Me can't do it trust, I'm a can't do it love. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for leave, I'm ready for go. Mm-hmm. Find someone else and break their heart. Mm-hmm. The life me I live, another life for you want.
Yeah, and it's.
Man, oh man, Love Sucks, Love Sucks. I know each and everybody can relate to that, just the title in itself sometimes, because we have all experienced a bad love at one point in time, regardless of where or who or what it came from. Talk about it, man. I love that, though. I love the concept. I do love the concept, and I get the vibe and the feel of the song. I love that. So talk about this. Love Sucks in your ass. What in the world?
Hey, you know, it's part of my, what I've went through, basically. Mm-hmm. It's, as I say, every relationship is different. So basically it's just a female that, you know, hurt me. So I went on a track and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put my heart into this, and I'm gonna talk about my story a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I went in and said everything I felt. And the song came out, I came out, and everybody had been rocking with it. So I've been happy. You know, I've been happy to win. And even the person I wrote the song about loved the song. So I guess I did good on the writing part.
Hey, you told it real. Real recognized real. One thing you can't deny is... that. Absolutely. And I understand it and I get that. And I love about the most beautiful thing about that, what you said was the simple fact of, okay, I was hurt. I got hurt. So I really literally turned my pain into
music.
There you go. Absolutely. Wouldn't that be amazing if everybody took in a chance to do that?
Yeah. It's best for life than fiction, you know, stuff that you're not living. It's
that's best right. To- Absolutely. And then it's also the release. You got that stuff off of you. You're not walking around carrying it around anymore. You actually released it and got it off of you. And now it's like, okay, I can listen to the song and be like, yep.
Hey, funny story about that is the same song that I wrote, the person that I wrote it about was at one of my shows and it was pissing me off. And I remember like, I was a little bit tipsy. And after the show, I seen the video of how I did the song. And I'm laughing because I'm like, I was so mad at the person that I was just going in on the song, just talking my stuff, And I got carried away because it's like, I know who the song is for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the fact that they're there. I was just like throwing my shots and I'm going in on it. Like, hey. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just going in. So that means a lot to me. Every song I put a lot to me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that for a little bit. From a songwriter's perspective, do you compose a majority of your songs?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. Talk about your experience as a songwriter, period. You know, we know you're an artist, but, you know, all artists are not songwriters.
Yeah. So me as a songwriter, right, I've told from my camp, NSP, they have told me before, like, hey, if you need help with this or that, you know, call us and we will help you with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like me as a person, I can't do that. Like everything that I spit, it came out my book. I wrote it. There's not one line in any song that anybody have ever helped me with. Absolutely. I can't. You know, it's my pain. Every song I do is my pain. So it's everything I write, it comes from me. It comes from what I feel. It don't come from nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely. That's what's up. That's the key part about that is just putting your heart into it. Everything that you do, because first of all, it's you and your name is on it. So why not put your all into it? For it to be such a success.
Yeah, it's my story. You know, it's not nobody else's story. I'm not just doing this to rhyme words together. I'm doing this because it's my story.
I love that statement. I'm not doing this just to rhyme. This is my story. That speaks a lot for you. Just stating and saying that statement right there. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So we're gonna go on to your next one. Your next one. Yes, yes, yes. This one is called Mindset. So just give the writing concept of mindset.
All right, so mindset is basically, it's every song I feel like I'm doing right now is about me hurting, right? So mindset is about, like, it's more of like my gangster side, and then it's about like a friend that I lost that I always sing about, Tian, you know, number 19, a dude that we lost a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that song right there was just saying like everything I really feel, like my darkest sides, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm thinking mentally, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, then I thought, boy, even though I'm a dog, damn, I'm rich. I kicked on the kid, splitting up more time. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of like my dark side, but it's my happiness and the pain I'm really feeling deep inside that nobody knows. Like, I'm not letting people know how I'm really feeling. And I just feel like just because I'm a nice dude and people see me smile a lot, they think I'm somebody you could, like, and I don't talk a lot. And I'm humble. People think I'm somebody you can mess with. But if they know the dark side of me, they wouldn't try me.
So, I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about right here. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Mindset by King Richest One. Let's go.
King of Charles
One. Oh, this is cold.
Yeah. Life come with a lesson. Never too late to learn.
Yeah.
Them them a talk about heaven and a common dog name. When I reach heaven, me a kick down the gate. Spliff in a mouth and gun from my waist. Anybody talk tough, me a shoot in a face. Berry turn 16, make neighbors complain. And the Chinese case sound like a jet plane. Rifle for days, you a way pull up for days. Dog, you know, see we not the same. Max tell me for easy, ma tell me for chill. When it come on to murder, me learn from the hill. Every single day, somebody get killed. The way we links big is like we living in the gym. Me not talk about car, just look on the rims. And the house so we rent with 100 mil. Dog man skill, that's the way we feel live. If you can't swim, just build a bridge. Them a talk about heaven and a common dog name. When me reach heaven, me a kick down the gate. Spliff in a mouth and gun from my waist. Anybody talk tough, me a shoot in a face. Berry turn 16, make neighbors complain. And the Chinese case sound like a jet plane. Rifle for days, you a way pull up for days. Dog, you know, so we're not the same. I can't tell you how it feel now. In a scheme, I'm a hero. I miss my dog and him dead and gone. That's why every single day we breath. I can't tell you how it feel now. In a scheme, I'm a hero. I miss my dog and him dead and gone. So every single day my breath. Them a talk about heaven and a common dog name. When me reach heaven, me a kick down the gate. Spliff in a mouth and gun from my waist. Anybody talk tough, me a shoot in a face. Berry turn 16, make neighbor complain. And the Chinese case sound like a jet plane. Rifle for days, you a way pull up for days. Dog, you know, see we not the same. Them a tell me for easy, ma tell me for chill. When it come out to murder, me learn from the hill. Every single day, somebody get killed. The way we links big like we living at the gym. Me not talk but yeah, just look on the rim. And the house so we rent with 100 mil. Dog man skill, that's the way we feel live. If you can't swim, just build a bridge. Them a talk about heaven and a common dog name. When me reach heaven, me a kick down the gate. Spliff in a mouth and gun from my waist. Anybody talk tough, me a shoot in a face. Berry turn 16, make neighbors complain. And the Chinese case sound like a jet plane. Rifle for days, you a way pull up for days. Dog, you know, see we not the same. LSP Gang, King of Chat One. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Mindset. I love it. I love it. I love the concept of it. And I receive what you wanted to perceive. You understand what I'm saying through the song? And I get that. And I believe strongly that, you know, the mindset is a very, very special place. You know, it can be controlled by circumstances, but you have to have 100% control on it yourself as an individual in order to know how to maintain the beast, as you say. Talk a little more about it.
I mean, you know, as I said, I'm an humble dude. So it's like a lot of things I think about, a lot of people don't know. The only time you would know, like, I feel like people only know me by my music. And I feel like the bigger I get, like me seeing a lot of people is coming to my music, the bigger I get is the more people just gonna take on to the music and like, oh, I never knew it was this way, or I never knew he thought that way, or, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, my mindset is different. Like, I talk or articulate myself in a different form of how I really am. Like, I stay humble. I don't fuss. I don't fight with people. But it's like, if you knew me from Jamaica, you would know I'm a person. Like, I don't play around. Like, I'll be quick to do some stuff, but now I'm at a chill place. You know, I'm more ease back doing my music. Focus on myself. I'm living comfortable. I don't need to do all of that.
Absolutely. I feel you. I feel you on that. And I respect what you said, you know, to the point where it's like, okay, the people know me through my music. Absolutely. That's a great start. And actually, in order for, because everybody don't, sorry, and I am going to say this, everybody does not deserve 100% of you anyway, first and foremost, because everybody can't take care of 100% of you.
It's true.
They won't take care of it. They won't respect it. You know what I'm saying? But if I can grasp you, you make you listen to me and understand me and hear my story through my music, then I'm doing great. You got to be on the inner circle in order to get the inside of it. And I respect that. And I think that's how it should be, because at some point in time, you still have to protect self. You know what I'm saying? From other people. And like you stated your growth, you know, you talked about your growth saying, you know, I'm from Kingston, Jamaica. If people really know, but I'm in a different space right now.
Yeah, I am.
And that's a blessing. Kudos to you for that. Kudos to you for that, for real. Because you're not a victim of your, what they call it, victim of your circumstance, or...
I'm not a victim of my society. I'm not a victim of what I've went through in the past. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, and I'm not the dude that walk around with my chest out, like, oh, I've lived this, or I did this, or I've seen this. I'm more of a humble dude. Like, you know, you could talk stuff to me and I laugh about it. There's nothing that really triggers me. You know, I'm a family dude. I love family. So nothing really triggers me. I really chill. I stay humble. I stay to myself.
I love that. I love that. And that's a great way to be. That's the best way to be. Humble. Humble.
Write good music.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. Love it. So you know what? We talked about it. You say, you know, you're a family. You love family. Who or what is inspiring you to this day to continue to go on and drive and, you know, pursue your career and your dream?
I would say it would probably be my cousin. The one that taught me how to write. You know, I don't give him his credit, but I do in a type of way, because I say NSP in every song I drop. So NSP basically stands for No Sympathy. And I feel like me saying it in every song is just basically me saying No Sympathy. And his music name is No Sympathy. So basically, I'm just giving credit to him.
Oh.
You know, so I got to give credit to him, because I feel like he's the one that it's like I'm doing everything for, because it's like he saw it in me when I was young. And he's the one who's like, bro, you should write this. And I'm like, I don't know how to write. And he's like, nah, I'll teach you how to write. And he's like teaching me how to write. And I've been writing since I was a kid. Like, I remember in high school in Jamaica, if you look at my books that I go to school with, if you turn the book backwards and lift the paper, there's more songs in the books than there's, you know. So me as a person, music is always going to be my way. And it's like I've never seen myself no other way. It's like music was always going to be my thing. I've tried to stop doing music, but I can't, because there's a voice in my head that keeps singing, keep rapping, keep doing good music. You know, Killer Instinct, Love Suck, Pain, all these songs, I don't even know how I write them. It just comes out of me. And when it comes out of me, I'm like, damn, I did that? Makes me hear myself sometimes. But it's like, I'm surprised. Like,
absolutely. You're gifted. I mean, that's just what it is, because unfortunately, everybody can't do that. You understand what I'm saying? But it was something in you that your cousin saw and was like, do you still have that book, though? You still have that book?
No, I don't. It's... All my books from then, if my grandma or anybody in Jamaica could pull up a book of my high school year in Jamaica, or any of my years in Jamaica since like sixth grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, all the way through high school, it will show you that I'm not lying. Everything I'm saying right now is true. There's more music in the back of them books. Like the back of the book, the pages go all the way to the front. Because I did more music than I did schoolwork, because my mind was more flowing more with music. Everything I see, I feel, it goes into music, you know. And I do it now, but I'm more like a grown man, like I'm grown. So it's more different, you know. So sometimes I take time out, you know. I know how to control my feelings sometimes. Yeah. And back while I just say whatever, you know, in writing. So.
Wow, that's something that is awesome, dude, to be able to look at and be like, this is where it began.
I would love to get one of them books. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, I really hope you can find one, because that would be really dope, man. For real, like, I'm a sucker for stuff like that. I'm a writer. I've been writing all of my life. You know what I'm saying? But we had a house fire and everything burned up, so I lost everything. So everything is gone. So it's like now it's like. It's, I don't know what you want to call it. It's kind of hard to even do it now. You know, it's just that phase. It's just that phase that I got to wing out of. But to have stuff like that, I can look back in 1998 and be like, yo, you wrote that?
I remember kids singing songs that I wrote, and it feels so good. Like, I'm like, where do I know that song from? And they're like, you wrote it. Like, that's your song. And I'm like, oh, that's, you know? So it's like, what I hear you say, that it just made me remember, like, you know, back then when I was doing music around my little cousins and stuff. Now they look at me like I'm the big dog. Like,
that's right.
In America, he's doing music, my music taking off. You know, I'm doing shows, I'm doing interviews, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. A lot of people is proud, and that makes me happy.
You know? Absolutely. You're a major inspiration to a lot of people. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, to be able to do what you were called to do, and to inspire and empower and motivate other people all at the same time. That's real. That's kudos to you for that. I love that. And I feel you on that, because a lot of people don't take the time to see actually like who's really looking at you. Everybody that's really looking at you and looking up to you ain't the same.
Yes.
You just got to be careful with that. But the ones that are looking up to you, that's your drive.
I got little cousins now that is trying to do music, and it makes me happy, because it's like, all right, like I see my little cousin, they trying to do this, they trying to do that. Yeah. Like, you know, where they big cousin coming from. So it's like, they like, oh, I could do it too. Mm-hmm. And it makes me excited, because like, okay, like I'm inspiring these people. It must mean I'm doing something right, you know?
That's right. That's right.
I ain't made my first $1 million yet. So I ain't made it yet, but I'm making a lot of people up their game. And there's a lot of dudes that have been doing music before me, like putting out on all platforms and all of that. There's a lot of dudes that have been doing it before me, but now they're taking it more serious. Like, oh, he's doing it like this, I'm gonna do it like this. Like, if he's doing it like that and it's taking off, I'm gonna do it like him. So it makes me proud. Like, you know, it makes me really proud where I'm at right now. And I gotta thank my manager for that. I gotta thank Pick for that, because he's been doing my music and he helps me out a lot of times. I gotta thank a lot of people, because a lot That's of good. People love me.
Absolutely. That's good.
Everybody loves me. They're short movies.
And it's good to have people that actually, it's not buy into you as a person first and foremost in order to push you to continue to keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I told somebody the other day, you know what? I'm okay. It's cool. I'll continue to be a starter. If what I'm doing is going to motivate you to do it or step your game up, I'm 100% cool, because that means I've done something right.
Yes.
Don't take bank account might not show it, or whatever they might say might not show it, but it feels good. It feels good just to be an inspiration and somebody seeing your work through your worth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for that. And continue to inspire your little cousins, man, so they can go ahead and do what they do. And y'all can go ahead and do this family album now.
Definitely one.
That would be dope. I love it. I love it. That would be dope. That would be dope. Keep on being an inspiration. I think that's always the best way to be, looking at the actual purpose of it all. You know, if it was the purpose was money, you're not going to get far anyway. Nobody is. Nobody will. That's what your mentality, purpose, and everything is. That's why you're so successful, because you're humble. You love doing what you're doing, and you take it seriously. You know what I'm saying? And it comes from the heart.
Comes all the way from my heart.
I can tell that. I can definitely tell that. Yes, yes, yes. All right, we got one more. And this one right here, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to be a new release. So y'all get first dibs real quick. Let's talk about it. This one is called Pain.
Yes. This song is coming from the heart. You know, my favorite line in this song would be, I live a comfortable life, so I can't complain. Mm-hmm. And no matter what I go through in my personal life, I always go back to that song and I listen to that exact line. You know, I went through a lot in Jamaica. I went through a lot when I came to America. Mm-hmm. The lot that I've been through in my life. So I look at it and I just like, you know what? I can't complain. You know, I live a good life. Everything I'm doing right now is a perfect life. You know, compared to what I was living.
Oh, yeah.
How I was living. This is a perfect life. A lot of dudes would look at this life and be like, bro, I would kill to get that life. Like, I would do anything to get your life. Where you're living, like, you're driving this, you're living here, you're doing this, you got this in the bank account. You know,
yeah.
Anything to get this life. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know what? I wrote the song and I'm like, pain. It got to be, you know, I wrote the headline as pain. And I'm like, I live a good life. I can't complain. Can't complain, you know? Everything I go through is for a reason. Complain about more than just be happy. Like, when I get mad and I get upset, I just look back at life and I'm like, hey, I'm coming from this, you know, I'm coming from the dirt. I need to be happy. You can't just stuck on like, oh, I'm going through something bad right now. No, I'm living a good life. I can't complain. Be happy. You know? Things is not always going to be good. So you just got to look at everything and just be like, I live a good life. I can't complain. I put in pain and that's what I've been doing. Like, I'm living a good life. Can't complain.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I love it. I love it. I received that too. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pain by King Richest One. Let's go.
And it's speak young, some of them girl, yeah. I had a goon on my yacht, you know, guys.
What?
Let's just come back around and hurt me.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to throw the speakers, man. Blow the world up. And it's speak young.
Run it.
Me me talk about pain, RTGN. Me live a good life so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want your love but my heart is scared. See you a cry, wipe those tears. Living in a jungle, my God no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. I me and you alone, let's start those years. Me me talk about pain, RTGN. Me live a good life so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want your love but my heart is scared. See you a cry, so wipe those tears. Living in a jungle, my God no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. And me and you alone, let's start those here. Me hear you cry, me know you got feelings. And you fall in love with a demon. Not talk about the beating or cheating. Me I talk about the love where you're seeking. I'm not a pastor, I'm not preaching. Everybody got something between them. You know it hurt, but him can't stop cheating. Baby girl, it's better if you leave me. Me talk about pain, I teach you in. Me live a good life, so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want your love, but me I teach you in. I see you are crying, so wipe those tears. Living night jungle, my God, no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. I'm here, you alone, let's start those. Yeah, me my top of pain, I teach you. Me live a good life, so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want to give you love, but me heart is scared. See you are crying, wipe those tears. Living night jungle, my God, no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. I'm here, you alone, let's start those. Yes, prettiest face and the body that you got. Don't make no man tell you off he act. Your pum pum good and your pum pum fat. And any man you give him if he come back. You have the title, baby, just relax. Swallow your pride while me eat from the back. Me know you are good as a diverse stack. Money and everything and that is a fact. About pain, heart it chain. Me live a good life so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want give you love but me heart it scared. See you a cry so wipe those tears. Me live in a jungle, me got no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. And me and you alone, let's start those years. Me talk about pain, heart it chain. Me live a good life so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want give you love but me heart it scared. See you a cry so wipe those tears. Living in a jungle, me got no fears. What is the cost of love, me don't care. And me and you alone, let's start those here. Me hear you crying, me know you got feelings. And you fall in love with a demon. Not talk about the beating and cheating. Me talk about the love where you're seeking. I'm not a pastor, I'm not preaching. Everybody got something within it. You know it hurt, but him can't stop cheating. Baby girl, it's better if you leave me. Me talk about pain, teaching. Me live a good life, so me can't complain. Living in a world where nobody don't care. Me want to give you love, but me heart is scared. See your cry, wipe those tears. Living night junk, my God, no fears. What is the cost of love, my dog? Care around me, you alone, let's start those years.
Wow, yes, yes, pain. Interesting, interesting. You know what? The most important thing about that to me is that you were speaking to me when you just gave the explanation of your writing concept behind the song. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know, striving to get to that point. I can admit my striving to get to that point, because at the end of the day, like you said, regardless of what, I can look back at my start and see it's not the same place as where I'm at right now. Whatever the situation may be, I'm grateful for that and got to be happy about what I have. That's real. Talk a little more about that. I love that. I mean, you talked a lot about it a while ago, but I think that's important to a lot of people, because especially nowadays, we're going through a lot. Everybody's going through a lot.
Yeah. So pain is basically just talking about everything. Like, it's just talking about the way I really feel as an individual, as a person, like being a grown man. That's like, you went through all of this in Jamaica and then you come here and then you had to switch up and change your life around. And I had to learn how to be humble, you know, like, you know, when you're in Jamaica, you got to adapt to the system and you got to be this type of way, or you got to speak mm-hmm. this way or act this type of way. When you're America, you got to act this type of way, speak this type of way. So it's different, right? So you got to adapt to anything you're around. With pain, the song is just basically telling you everything. Like, I'm talking about relationship-wise, like, my lifestyle, everything. I just got to adapt to it. I got to changed who I am to be the person I am today. As I told you before, my main thing is about just being happy. No matter what brings you down, be happy, because I'm not where I was yesterday.
Mm, that part.
I'm a different level. I'm at a different place. I'm a different dude. Like, everybody's watching you on a platform, and they know where you started. You know, like, there's guys that I've started with. There's guys that I struggle with. There's guys that see me at my highest. There's guys that see me at my lowest. Mm-hmm. You know, there's guys that see me in the middle. So it's for me to be myself and just understanding, like, who I am. I write it in music, and I stick to it. And I just be like, my pain is yesterday process is not today. So yesterday I was this type of person. Don't mean I'm going to be that person tomorrow, you know? So me as a person, I just believe in everything out for a reason. I just stick to working hard. Anybody would tell you around me, I work hard. I don't sleep. Like, if this interview was done at 5 o'clock in the morning, I would be up and I'll be ready. It don't matter the time. It don't matter the date. I don't sleep. My future is on the line. Everything that is on the line is on me. And if I'm slacking or if I'm being like, nah, this can't work. Like, I can't. Like, I got to get on my manager ass. I got to be like, no, I need this done. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to be like a grown. It feels like a grown man. Like, I got to be a grown man. I got to be like a superstar in my head. Like, know what I want, and I'm going for it. And I'm not stopping.
I know that's right. I love that. But I'm going to need you to take care of yourself and get some sleep, though. Because at the end of the day, you can't help. You can't give us good stuff on an empty cup.
Yeah.
For real, real talk. Make sure, because you are love. I feel it and I see it. And I can actually feel it through your music. But make sure you're taking care of self-love as well.
I am, but my career come first, so I put more of my focus in my career than my health. I'm young, so I ain't worried about too much.
Take this from I ain't no elder, but I'm just a little older. Yeah. I don't even know how old you are. I'm talking about I'm older. We could be you're younger than me, but anyway, no, I get that. And I understand that, and I get the drive and everything. But give yourself the opportunity to actually relax and bask in it and receive it.
Yeah,
actually, honestly, you know what I'm saying? The grind's still gonna be there, but you gotta keep yourself charged and fueled. You understand what I'm saying? So that you can continue to keep giving your best. Because nowadays, age don't matter. When your body say sat down, it's either gonna set you down. So just be mindful of that. That's just a little old school wisdom to you. Just take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Keep doing what you're doing, but take care of yourself at the same time. Because I know what it is to be a hard worker, a grinder. Trust me. Take care of yourself, because we need you. Your family needs you. But enjoy it, and you deserve it, because this is you, and I love your passion for it. Your passion is out of this world for your gift and your craft and your art, and I love that. And that right there is going to take you far anyway. Your humbleness is going to take you everywhere you want to go.
That's true.
And ain't nobody going to be able to stop that, as long as you don't change.
Won't change. I've been doing the music since I was a kid. Money won't change me. I've seen money. Fame won't change me. I've been through that already. I don't see me changing at all. I see me being me and just being happy. And, you know, probably what's going to change me is when it's like you got to go outside or you can't go outside. Like, yeah. I'll think about stuff like that, you know? So I feel like that's probably what's going to change. Like, oh, I can't move the way I used to move. Like, going outside and go to the store and being like a normal person. But I'm ready for that, too. So, yeah. You know, and I got guys around me that is ready to protect me with their life. So I'm just staying focused, working hard, and getting the dream and the plans successfully where everybody around me could be successful and happy. Like, oh, this dude is coming from this, and he made it here. He did this, and he did that. So everybody could be like, oh, we could do it too, because he did it from zero.
That's right.
Even though I'm getting help from my group, I don't take the help. I work hard and I stay to myself and I do everything on my own and I push my group to 100%. Like, I make my group, I make the NSP camp. Everybody's like, man, I need to do this. I need to do that. Everybody's running around like, oh, I need to put this out. I need to do this. I need, because they trying to catch up to my speed, you know? So yeah. It makes me excited. Like, I'm doing so well that my group is trying to catch up to me.
Yeah.
So it makes me excited.
I love that. You set the bar. You set the bar as far as, first and foremost, as a young man, period, then as an artist. You know what I'm saying? That right there in itself speaks a lot of volume. And I love the simple fact that one thing that you said that a lot of people don't say all the time, a lot of artists don't say, or anybody independently, or anybody anytime, whether you're commercial or what, don't say a lot, that don't give the props and the respect to the people that are behind them and that are with them, to the point where they want them to succeed too. I'm not going to block you from doing you, because at the end of the day, we can't take it with us when we leave. So why not share the spread it?
In the NSP, we all family. It's a family. We all cousin from a different side, but I want everybody to be successful to where it's like, I can look at it and be like, hey, I'm the dude that make all of us go on the map, you know? And I want to be the dude to just be like, hey, I'm the dude that put in all the work. I ain't sleep. I ain't eat. I did everything to make sure we got to this point. And I already see, like, I get my praises. Like, yo, dudes be like, hey, I'm happy, bro. Like dudes like Chris Bipolar that's in the NSP, No Sympathy that's in the NSP. They text me on the daily like, bro, I don't know what to do to get up to your speed, but I'm so happy that the fact that I talk to family and just to know that you're my blood, you're working as hard as you is. I'm so excited. By the start of next year, I'm gonna be on your, I'm gonna be there right beside you, but I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me feel good, because when I do stuff like this and I do an interview and I can show down my guys, or I can do a show and I can say NSP before I start, I can say NSP when I end, and there's no. I can't say this, I can't say that. It makes me feel as a dude like, hey, this is something I was thinking when I was 6 years old. Like, hey, I'm going to be on stage saying NSP and the crowd going to be like, NSP, NSP.
Yes.
It makes me feel good to be like, hey, we at a point right now where it just takes one, the right person to hear one of my songs and I'm already there.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And that is the truth. And the one thing that they can take from you is, you know, your work ethic and your commitment. A lot of people, because the commitment is really serious. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. I got to live in the bucket. I got to bring it into reality. And I got to make people want to live this way. I got to make people want to join in. You know, I got to make people feel like, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want people to be like, I ain't listening to any of them artists today. I'm listening to King Richard's work. Like, yeah. I love his music, you know. I've heard people say they love my music, and it's like, I'm surprised. Like, yeah. It makes me excited, but it's like, I'm surprised. I'm still like a young artist, but it's like seeing people going crazy over my music, singing my music word for word, or loving my music. It makes me excited in a way where it's like a child getting a candy. Like,
absolutely.
You know, like dudes that don't like me be singing my song, like them on top of them, but like, and I'm like, the song is stuck in their head so much that they don't know how to react to it. Like dudes that really hate my guts be singing my songs, like
they have no other choice.
You know, like dudes that want to fight me and argue with me all day, and I'm like, bro, why are you singing my song? And it's like, I don't know, because the song is stuck in my head, stuck in his head, like, you know? But it's when somebody's songs are great, you can't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the truth. When it pierces, it pierces. When it captivates, it captivates. When it captures you, it's something about it, though.
Yes.
Music is the universal language, like everybody says. It's the universal language.
Yeah, you can't stop. Like, you can hate the person as much as you want to hate.
That's right.
They say hate, they song is great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Man, oh man, I could continue to keep talking to you. But we have come to the end. So, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity and blessing me and my listeners with your music, your story, and most of all, your gift. You know what I'm saying? You yourself as a person. Really, really, truly appreciate that. Blessings to you on your continued journey. But take us out of here. Give us some inspirational words of encouragement and give us your handle so my listeners can get connected to you.
So on all platforms, from Q Richard 1 official. And then Facebook, I'm NSP Richards. Hey, I just want to tell everybody, if you believe in yourself, just go for it. Don't stop at nothing. Don't waste your time at nothing. There's nothing in the world you can't do. You know, at the age where I'm at, I feel like if you stay positive and you do what you feel like you could do, like you feel like I could be a policeman, or I could be a soldier, or I could be a anything you want to be, you could be it. You know, you just got to put your mind to it and work as hard as you can. Just work hard, work hard. Don't stop working hard, and it will come true. I believe in that. I believe in that 100%. You know, remember King Richard once said that.
Absolutely.
Even yourself, it will come true. There's nothing I've told myself I'm going to do I don't do. My music is on all platforms, King Richard's One. Just tell Google or tell Siri and she will pull me up.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Now take us out of here, Jamaica style.
Jamaican style. Well, you know, big up to the NSP gang. Big up to all of my dog. Big up to No Sympathy. Big up to Bombokla, Chris Bipolar. Big up to Bamrush. Big up to Hilltop. Big up to Dan Boy. Big up to my mother. Big up to my peep. Everybody. Big up to my manager. Yes, if I never see me, I wouldn't dare. So. Big up to everybody. Big up to Brimfield. Big up to all of that.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, like them neither. Me a bad man in a real life. Them only bad for the media. You can puff up your face like Jesus. Drive by shooting, then speed up. Them at the bottom don't like me. You know, sister, them an idiot. I run, just load the two gun and burn them all, and smoke a few. Yes, me. So big up to everybody. Yes, me. And just love and respect. Straight.
Yes, 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 yes. Love it, love it. Thank you so much, everybody. Y'all go out here and connect yourself to this king right here. Thank you so much, King Richards One. Appreciate you. Love you. Blessings to you. Y'all stay tuned for some more inspirational music and word for your soul. Let's go.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. This morning, I woke up and I was just thinking, like, what is my why? And I had to ask myself, like, my why? Why do I grind so much? Why do I get up and hustle and work? Why do I do this? Why do I do that? What keeps me going? And I had to ask myself, what is my why? So I want to ask you, what is your why? What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated? If you don't have a why, create a why. Create a why of why you can get out here, be the best you can be, do what you need to do to get things done, motivate yourself. What is your why? Take a couple minutes and think about that. Because once you find your why, then you'll see that you're more motivated to do this. You're more apt to go out here and get things done that you know you have to get done. It keeps you going. What is your why?
Yes, yes, yes. Another one in the books, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning into The Law. Angie, sis, I love you. King Richards, one, I love you. Peace, love, and respect to everybody. Let's go.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would say I don't know what I know. But murder, she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote, murder she wrote, murder she wrote.
A channel with him, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face it pretty, but your character dirty. Girl you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Have a cozy corner where she jokes and where she jam. She know about Luke, Jack and every money man. True. Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl that Mr. Flyers go up and now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder, Richard, man.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Na na na. Murder she wrote.
Watch her now stand still. You're not paying me like Bill. If you're testing ragamuffin, then you're going to get killed. Girl, keep wait. Cause you a crembe, crembe. And the lyrics in me talk, it me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shock out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, if you jump and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not paying me what I'm ready. Cause great is great, mate. You're under it. From it. You're pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold chaka. From it. You're pretty face and bad character. bad character. Them the kind of living can't hold talk. I say, girl, you're pretty. Your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you're just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick, I'm all so hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry.
Now every middle of the year, this young girl have a passion for the coolie white man, Indian, Mexican, and Indian, not see fun. And just the other day, me see her 6 months pregnant. Now she back my sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl? Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote, murder she wrote, murder she wrote.
Excuse me, y'all never know what's so you see. Ragamuffin Jack and he must come to flash it same way. Oh, flummy, your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Flummy, your pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. So girl, you're pretty, your face ain't pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. The girl a boss and a rag on, she look sexy. All she worship is being vanity. The girl a boss and a rag on, she look ready. When she wash her clothes, it dirty. Girl, you not ready. If you can't cook for me, girl, you not ready. If you can't wash for me, girl, you not ready. If you know you're flirty, flirty, flummy. Your pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold you. Come for me, you know. Your pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold you. So stand still. You're not feeling me like no, no, no.
Murder, she wrote.
You can keep it. Cause you are clever, clever. In the limits and the top. I eat me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shock out. When you hear them ragamuffin, if you jump and shout, not touch me gate. You're not paying me water with me. Cause great is great, great. You're under it. Come
now on. You heard about this girl. Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of pros. But if I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you tricking me now, trying to figure this out. You could blame it on me, it's all my fault. But I gotta go, can't take it no more. It don't even matter, I ain't keeping the score.
Gotta be all about me before I'm all about you. If I don't take care of me, I'm no good to you. I can't sacrifice my feelings no more. Gotta be careful who I let through that door. I'm changing things around this time. I'm doing things that give peace of mind. So if you're not adding to my height, I'm gonna have to tell you goodbye. Cause I'm done. Yeah. You be trying to take away my peace, I'm done. Got bad energy, I'm done. Yeah, yeah. If you're trying to take away my peace, I'm done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying to vibrate highly. So if you're not just step aside, please. Something is always trying to try me.
Can't sacrifice my feelings no more. Gotta be careful who I left with that door. I'm changing things around this time. I'm doing things that give peace of mind. So if you're not adding to gonna have to tell you goodbye.
wheel of peace. I'm done. If you got bad energy, I'm done.
Yeah.
If you're trying to take away my peace, I'm done.